This is Kyle Leaf. Welcome to our Summer Games Fest coverage here at Spawn on Me. Have a lot of stuff to talk about, some really favorite games that we got a chance to check out, some surprises, and all the goodness that we have coming to you right about now. In this video, we're going to be talking about Sonic Superstars, a game that I got a chance to check out at Summer Games Fest. I have to say, this was a big surprise for me. I was not as excited about Sonic at first because I'm not, you know, I'm out of the mascot game a little bit. I'm kind of, you know, I'm not in the Mario camp anymore. I'm not in the Sonic camp anymore. There aren't a bunch of mascots that I really care about at this point as being an older gamer in this space. But I have to say, after the video that they showed, we have coverage of how I thought initially. It really does feel different in the way that this new Sonic game is going to be coming to market. It looks gorgeous. It is the most beautiful version of a Sonic game that I've ever seen. They really have amped up the level of aesthetic and fidelity and pulling in all of those things that you remember and reminisce about and have nostalgia for. But imagine all of that stuff getting a visual bump up to a 2023 standard, and it just really feels very special in the way that this game is coming to market. The speed is there. Being able to play four-person co-op is there. Having new superpowers are there. Like, there was one ability that we had as Sonic where they have these waterfalls that are moving up and down in the space. Now, usually you would kind of, you know, on a 2D, 3D plane, you would kind of like bypass this stuff and you wouldn't see it because you really can't usually interact with it. You feel like that's a part of the background that you can't touch. There was an ability to turn yourself into like Water Sonic, and you can then traverse the space going up or down the waterfall and turning into this version of Sonic in that way. It felt very much like Super Mario Brothers 3 in that way, where you're getting these, not suits, but you're getting abilities that change the way you wind up playing in the play space. Feels really, really akin to what we've been used to with the Sonic game, so it isn't a lot to dig into there, because there's, you know, I got a chance to fight a boss. The boss was pretty fun to play. You know, you're still moving around at light speed, running around all of the usual spaces that we do, and all the corkscrews and all the loop-de-loos that you wind up seeing in that space. But it just felt really new and modern in a way that I loved. The thing that I was a little bit disappointed was in the way that they had shown in the preview, or at least in the initial marketing, was this kind of cool balance between the kind of old 8-bit style and the new style. I wish that that was incorporated into the demo that we got a chance to play it. From what I've heard, that is not an actual part of the game experience that you're going to wind up having. But I think it is one of those cool things where you are going to see something happen in that game where all the fans are going to come back and say like, oh my God, this is something that I've been waiting for, to get this kind of elevated version of Sonic in a way that feels good and feels fun and feels interesting, but also feels very, very familiar in the way that I'm used to Sonic playing. I love the little mini games they had. No, those feel really good and feel fun. This feels like a Sonic for a new generation in a lot of different ways. And I'm here for that. Like, I think, even if you've been a lapsed gamer in that conversation and being like, this isn't a thing that I care about in that same way, I think this Sonic game is bringing something new and fresh to the table. I think being able to play as any of the characters that you wanted that are iconic in that space feels great. They're all going to bring their own versions of flair to it and abilities and all of those kinds of things. And then having that be a four-person co-op game is going to be hectic, but I think it's going to work really, really well. And it's just going to feel really good in ways that most Sonic games have always felt good. So I'm hyped for this. This actually moved up some rungs in terms of my excitement for it, because now I'm just like, well, what are they going to do with this game? How is this going to continue to grow? How is this going to be something different and going to want to make me put myself back into that world and play a game that I haven't played in decades and a character that I haven't really touched in decades? I'm excited for Sonic Superstars. I think this game is going to be a lot of fun and is going to make a couple of waves in the space. And I think it's going to bring nostalgia back in a really, really, really good and brilliant way. So shout out to the folks over at Sega for making me care about Sonic again. I did not expect this to be on my calendar or my bingo card for 2023, but here we are. I'm very hyped for it. And that was because of getting a chance to check out all of that at Summer Games Fest. So you want to hear about more of the games that I've been checking out at Summer Games Fest? us. Make sure you're checking out all the content we've been putting out on the feed. And also check out this quick video real quick.
Hey, did you miss the Spawnies?
I was buttering my biscuits and hanging out in the chat. What do you want?
Well, where can I catch it?
I mean, you can go check it out on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/spawnonme. Go check out the VOD. Go check out the vibes. And also go to twitch.tv/spawnonme. You can check out all the fun that was happening in the chat when we did it live over there as well. So much love to you all. We'll see you on the chat. Peace. If you enjoyed our coverage of Summer Games Fest, please check us out on all the platforms that we reside. Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the places where you catch your podcast and all the wonderful places in between. Thank you so much for checking out our work, and we'll see you very soon.